Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Bye.
Kick 'em when they down, kick 'em in the ass, kick 'em all around, kick 'em when they they have already accomplished control and ownership of the wealth of this country from the public, the public now becomes a liability. So it is in their interest right now to eliminate a good chunk of the public.
Sorry about that little time delay, D.T.R. Boardman let me in. But anyway, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio, the station that lets you know that politicians don't always tell the truth. And I'm your host, Ron Reck. I said welcome to the show. Today is 9/6/2014, which is September the 6th, 2014. We're only like 5 days away from the good famous 9/11 coming soon. We have a really good show that night. And I hope everybody comes out and hang out with the show. I don't know what's much going on here. I'm just, you know, having technical problems with BTR or something. But anyway, I'm going to be popping out of this chair and I keep getting disconnected. But that's all right. So I hope everybody's doing all right tonight. I'm doing cool. I'm just having some computer issues here. So I'm going to throw another song on real quick. I'll be right back with you guys in a little bit. Let me see if we can play what you play. Here we go.
And it ain't still 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the freaks come out at night.
They like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts. Real tight pants and pressed mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair. And you could just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life. And might not know their freak unless you see them at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out. Jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on white. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. Take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got your own dance. But if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Hut, 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 hut!
Dance, party, get out. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought.
From the way past Kung Fu Fighting, only here on Crazy Nation Radio, where we play the oldies and the great old hits and the new and upcoming no worthless bullshit hits anymore. It's all music, it's not anything worth a shit to listen to. That's my philosophy, and that's what I believe. New music sucks, but that's just my opinion. I got one because everybody's got one. Everybody has an opinion, just like when they say an asshole. Hey, I might be one of those two, maybe, who knows? I'm just with it. Anyway, I'm just here sitting here talking crazy shit tonight because it's Saturday night. It's time to, you know, be kung fu fighting or whatever we want to do on a Saturday night. But hey, I want to get into some of the news tonight. We're going to get into the hell of that. But anyway, I'm not going to keep on doing this. I'm going to bring my co-host in, Antoinette from Delaware. What's up, Ant?
Hello, Ron. Nothing too much. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Worked all day-to-day like a Hebrew slave, but that's about it.
Oh, we had storms.
Well, we had rain all day, but it was none but spitting rain, drizzled all day. And 78
mm-hmm.
degrees, it was a beautiful day to go out and work. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh,
I was
well,
up
good.
With a key post and fence up with my kid.
Your
yeah,
kid?
Ours. Yes, my kid. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the... Okay, Ron.
My kid, Billy. Billy was with me. My goat. You know,
uh-huh.
Billy's a goat. My kid. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Billy's
a
goat.
I didn't take one of my children. I took my goat. Me and the goat were out working on the fence today, and, you know.
Okay.
His name, Billy. Billy the goat. Billy goat.
Okay. Well, that's...
No, I was with my son.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, that's good. That's good to talk about spending time together. Pardon me?
Well, it's my wife's son. The DNA testing it yet. So, you know,
you need to
I'm trying to get an appointment on Maury Povich's show. I'm trying to get an appointment at the Maury Povich show to find out if I am the father. I don't know yet. You know, it's a scientific breakthrough.
Mrs. Ruffin needs to kick your behind.
Well,
now, see, and I thought I was bad. I always tell my children they can't prove I'm their mother.
That's what I'm saying. Show me. I'm from Missouri.
Well, she showed you when they were first born. You seen them then?
No, I wasn't there.
You were there when
there.
It came time to make them.
I wasn't there either.
Oh, right.
It's her word against mine.
Well, I believe her.
Because it's that women's liberation thing. Women's lib.
No.
Women all stick together. Do you know why women don't lose hair? You know why women don't go bald? Because they all go to the bathroom together. You know what I mean? They know secrets. They know shit they don't tell us men. That's what you women do. You go to the bathroom together all the time. You know, and you know secrets. That's why you never lose your hair. Even though men are going bald at age 20, you know, you guys got, you know, full heads of hair. We have nothing.
It's women that lose their hair that young also.
Very few. Very few. They're the ones that have no friends. You go to the bathroom.
That's the thing.
I know it.
You know, depends on how you worry and where it takes the worrying and affects your body at. Stress
right.
can affect
right.
different parts of your body.
I guess. But hey.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Reck is, you're
here
getting ready to expect your
again.
Next child. Oh, Gunslinger said
next
he's
child.
Trying to rain here off and on. Oh, Gunning, you're down in Texas, aren't you? It's raining.
Anderson,
he
sent that shit over to me.
Okay, now you know what? That's bull.
You what?
I said that's bull.
That's bull.
No, something that just happened. I said that's bull. That's really weird. Huh?
What's that? What are you talking about?
Nothing. It's something personal on my end that I just seen. It was, and I just said that was bull. I'm sorry, y'all.
Okay.
That was just a personal thing.
Okay. Well, some people do have personal problems.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
I just don't love that.
Unfortunately. Maybe.
It's always been my arguments. I don't reply back. Other people scream. And throw fits and get mad and red in the face and their blood pressure up. My stand looking like they're stupid. And I always win, so never fails. Iggy Mom's in the house. Hey, Iggy, what's going on?
Oh, hello,
I've seen
Iggy.
You in a while. You've been hiding out.
Iggy is one of my favorite people on Blog Talk.
She's the only one that's your favorite person on Blog Talk.
No, I said one of. Oh.
Hey, you're sounding better, though. You don't sound...
Yeah, I feel a lot better than I did, honestly and truly.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% there, but I'm getting there.
Well, I like to hear 100% with you. Because you're much
yeah,
more
I would
to
too.
Get along with, you know?
Okay. Yes.
Let, you know, I feel sorry for your kids. Oh, sorry, your children.
You know, the only one that's really been around me is my youngest one.
Really?
Yeah. Even my granddaughter's been staying away from me, and I never fuss at her.
Well, they don't want to, yeah, well, they don't want to catch what you got. They don't want to hear you scream at them. I know when you're sick,
you're
crazy.
I don't scream at my baby. I don't scream at her. Nobody else better not scream at her either.
What?
I don't scream at my granddaughter. They,
well,
and they
kids?
Better not scream
at. Do you scream at your children? Do you scream at your children?
Of course.
See?
Because I'm
go.
Knuckleheads are old enough to know better. I taught them right from wrong. They know better than to get on my nerves. And my son, my younger son, I could fall asleep. And my younger son, I don't care what time it is, that he decides to come and check on me. First thing he does is mess with my feet. He doesn't hate people hitting me. And yeah, he got to mess with my toes.
Well, he knows.
That's just nasty.
Well, he just knows it bothers you, so he doesn't keep on doing it. Right.
Yeah, he ought to be glad there's nothing close to me. I'd have to throw it at him. You have to wake all the way up.
Makes your heart break. What do you mean, Iggy Mom?
What?
If I correct my oldest grandbaby, she says, Mima, you hurt my feelings. Makes my heart break.
Oh, and it does. I understand, Iggy. It does. Because you don't want them to be sad. You want them always
to
be sad.
You really want me to say the things they should say to my Mima?
Pardon me?
I used to say to my Mima. I used to say bad
things.
Your
Mima? Your Mima?
Yep. Yep, my Mima. Yep.
I thought that was a southern saying. It's not. Must be Midwestern.
I don't know. It just sounded good.
I mean, I've heard
it
before.
I've heard
it before, Meemaw, but I thought it was from the South, but maybe not. Maybe it's the Midwest. I don't know.
You know, I used to speak very bad things to my grandmammy.
Well, she needed to crack your...
Yeah, but she had a walker. She couldn't catch me, you know. So it was pretty cool.
Oh, she should have found some way to get you.
I was faster than her hover around. So. But you know, some of the Walmart electric carts are pretty fast. They're fun to drag.
I don't know.
Walmart.
I've never used them.
Really?
I've never used them. No.
I never really needed one, but I've used them, you know.
No. I refuse to go that way. I refuse.
What's that?
See, you got to remember,
what
I refuse to go that way. Well, see, when they first diagnosed my back, you know, like 10 years ago, and they told me I needed to have surgery, and I refused, and they told me eventually I'd be paralyzed, and I told them the devil was a liar and walked out. So I refused to be paralyzed. I refused to be wheelchair-bound, so
well,
I won't use them.
I can walk. I'm not completely paralyzed, you know.
I refuse to use a wheelchair.
You know, I beat a handicapped guy last week, you know, at Walmart.
Did.
You know, I did.
I
beat up a handicapped guy. I see he's in a wheelchair, got out of his van. They set him down. I just went up strictly, jumped on my big-ass truck, walked over and gave him a country whip-ass. I just whipped his ass. Crippled bastard. He parked in one of our spots.
That is
bullshit.
Ignorant. That is just
ignorant. He parked in one of our spots. And he's supposed to park handicapped, but no, he parks in one of our spots.
No, stop it. You're
spots.
Using one of them
so
comedian jokes. Stop it.
If they could fine me $50 to $500 for parking in one of their handicapped spots, then I think if they get in one of our spots, they should be fined $10,000 never ask for parking in our spots.
Oh, you
don't
need
you think
to
that's
stop it.
No. What do you mean? I'm trying to fight for truth and liberty here. You know,
Oh, you need to stop it.
Them handicapped people just get in the way. They're just in the way. They're a nuisance. We need to take one whole state to put them all in one state.
You need to stop.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make a joke out like that.
Pardon me?
Hey, I didn't mean to get you to choke up cough like that. I was joking.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
See, you're just being mean today. I don't
know. No, I'm not. I'm just abusing
yes,
old people.
Yes, you are.
No, I don't know. I'm an old person.
You're an old person. Hello, Di.
I'm an old person. I'm an old person. Wait, I got Firefox News online sitting with their hand up in the room, so let's bring them on.
Yes,
up with George
you do.
What's up,
happening,
folks?
George? What's happening?
Hello, George. How are you?
Oh, I'm just trying to relax, trying to unwind, especially after the show I had.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it was a good show. I was there for a while. I was going to try to call you.
You should have been there at the beginning. You would have loved it.
Really? Sorry, I missed it. But I wasn't planning on getting back as early as I did. I had a late deal going on tonight. That's why I did the show later. But I said, shit. And I got home, I was so tired. The next show, I'm going to listen to our show for a while. But anyway, man, I had a problem with my board. I had all kinds. Right when I started my show, I was sitting there fighting everything, trying to get everything to work. I had no audio, nothing to the phone, nothing to the board, nothing. I don't know what the hell went wrong. I had to keep rebooting everything up. I got it. It's working. I don't know what I did, but
By the way,
magically worked. Started working this crazy shit.
Do you know who Wake Up USA is?
No.
Wake Up USA. No.
Well, he comes into your chat room on occasion under multiple names, but it goes right back to that Blog Talk profile. Well, you're not in the chat room anymore.
Who?
Me?
Ron.
I wasn't in there.
No, Ron disappeared. He just popped out.
Trying to sign myself in,
she's
and I can't get
in.
She's
trying to connect. She's kicking me out. Yeah, but she
yes, I'm
me
not
going to
try anymore, Ron. I can't get in.
You're
yeah.
in that box, right? Okay.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't want me to see what's happening in there.
Let me try to go as co-host. It'll let you go on the little one. A little chat.
I didn't.
Well, let me
see. Yeah, my co-host. Reconnecting the server.
Now, if I can get my connection to Facebook working. There we go.
I'm in the flash show. I don't know how to get out of it.
Now, the person who did this, I want you to take a look at this... At this profile, I'm going to pop in the chat room.
Okay.
And you're not in there yet. Well, there's a co-host. Which one is it, Ron or you, Antoinette?
Ron, it's not me. Okay, so Ron, you
That's
went
me.
In as.
Take a look at that.
You went co-host. In as co-host, so let me go. Let me see if I can get in now.
So take a look at that, Ron. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I had a nice lengthy conversation with Blog Talk Radio today about it. There you are, folks. We're
okay, well,
wait
a minute, excuse me. Ron is the co-host. He's listed as the co-host, and I'm listed as the host. I don't know why, but there we
are.
You
know what? As long as you both can stay in the chat room, I don't think it really matters.
Well.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
So,
this is Mike Hawk that you're talking about? This is a follower of mine. He follows me.
Look at what he's done. He decided to make a fake broadcast using my show's name and my name. He goes and does that. So I had to send all my copyright information, trademark information, the whole enchilada, including a screenshot of that, including and not limited to the chat log from when he showed up in my chat room. And good thing I had the moderator on because his words were not going to get in the chat room. And as soon as he started talking like an idiot, I kicked him out the door.
Right. But this guy did broadcast a show this way?
Yeah. It's not very long. I mean, some of the stuff he says in the beginning is hard to make out. But
not
what he did do is he used he called himself George Sinzer and the Male Anatomy.
Why?
Yeah.
10.
Now hopefully I can send you this message.
You reported him, so that's good.
So he used this word after my given name, Ron. It's like real smart. So I went to Blog Talk Radio. I have to prove to Blog Talk Radio that I'm a copyrighted show.
Huh?
And I've been with them for almost 7 years.
No shit.
So they asked me for the documentation. The lawyer that helped me set it up has all the documentation in his file cabinet. And that's all the way down in Westchester. But this clown pulled this stunt. So I turned it over to BTR as best I could. And the person I was talking to said they would have to bring it to us, bring it up with a supervisor. The last time they brought something up to a supervisor for me, they took care of it real nice. But this is the kind of troll mentality that these people have. And he comes into my chat room thinking he's getting his words read. He said, "You can suck my dog's
okay.
something."
Yeah.
That didn't get in my chat room.
I don't blame you. That's good.
Yeah.
These folks don't understand. I am not going to tolerate bullshit. Even scumbag Beasley tried to tell me how to run my show.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that bullshit. I don't let it get to me.
Oh, and guess you'll never guess who actually showed up in my chat room the other day.
Hard telling.
Hmm?
Hard telling.
Jew.
The Jew?
Yep.
Yeah, he popped in here one time.
Kicked him out, too.
He popped in for a minute. Yeah. I've got a few good troll attacks, though. Last week, a couple times, they flooded me real hard.
But this is the kind of stuff to be mindful of. That, you know, if this character, you know, Wake Up USA, with any luck, his profile will be down and his IP address blocked.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't go somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
But you see, these are the kind of idiots that I'm talking
to. I don't get it. I don't understand what they think they're accomplishing when they do that stupid shit. Does that show how dumb their mentality fucking really is? I mean, really.
Well, it shows they can take over your show and make it
their
show.
They're taking this show over. I got bad news for a lot of people. I am in control of this motherfucker here. You know?
Yeah.
Well, no,
guy said
they don't take over the show. They would
have programs for that. Pardon me?
Right, yeah.
They would have to hack into the account to take over the show. What he did was
yeah but there's
fake
something
show.
To do.
He just posted it as the show. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He didn't hack Jarvis.
He made that the name of it.
They have programs for that. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, the conspiracy part is they get paid to do that shit, disrupt these shows. And whatever, you know, I don't, you know, it's BTR gossip, and like, you know, they're over there, and was it TRS or whatever it is, so, and being all crazy over there, and I mean, I don't care. I mean, I came from the Perry Steele show, you know, and that was crazy. It was wild. Wasn't it? It was crazy, wasn't it?
Well, Perry Steele, I didn't have any issues with, but for some reason he had an issue with me.
Yeah.
And he was a listener to my show originally, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on for like 5 years. A little 5 years he's on here. Yeah. I ran into a show, you know, trolling around looking on BTR and found a show and sung to it, you know. It was good. It was funny. Sometimes it's just hilarious listening to people scream at each other. Oh, that's funny as hell. So how stupid can people be? But sometimes there's some good arguments, some good debate arguments on their show. It was good. You know.
No, that's like on my show. I like healthy debates, but let's not go too far overboard, you know? I mean, you know, agree to disagree.
Don't be completely retarded when you're doing it. Right.
Yeah, because once you get to that point, it serves no useful purpose, Ron. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, it's like, I don't like to make people mad. You know what I mean? And, you know, and people just try to piss me off. All the time. I don't let them do it.
I don't.
George, quit. You know what I'm saying? I don't take
I'm
that.
I'm kidding with you, buddy.
Ride shit on it. I know. I'm fucking with you, man. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't take that shit. I don't care. You know, you're going to fuck with me, fuck you. I'll kick you. You know, whatever. You keep fucking around, keep fucking around. Keep on hitting my show. Because that just means more numbers for me. You know, you're doing me, but I'm nothing but a paper. You know, I'm living rent free in your head. I learned that from the Jew. That was a good one I can still stick with. But the Jew taught me that. You know, because you're thinking about me. That's why you're fucking with me all the time. I'm in your head for free. You know, I ain't got to do nothing, but I'm in your head. You know what I mean? And it makes sense, actually. And I had a lot of good conversations with the Jew. I mean, he's a smart guy. But there's sometimes he's just a asshole. You know, sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad. I have nothing against him. I have nothing against nobody, you know. I mean, one, this is radio. It is. It's folk talk radio. It don't matter. You know, it's nonsense. You say what you want. Well, you know, and I'm enjoying it while I have the opportunity to do it, because eventually this shit might come to an end. You know what I mean? This might be over. So every day I get to do it, I'm enjoying it. Just to be able to do it, period. You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I take what I do seriously. But sometimes I let my guard down and I say, you know what? It's time to just have some good old-fashioned fun.
Well, that's what I do. I mean, I take this serious, but I don't go over the board with it. I don't get that serious about it. This does not control my world. You know what I mean? I don't let it control my world. You know, anybody else says, no, it's everything. Not shit, Ron, it controls your world. No, it don't. That's something I want to do. I enjoy talking politics. I love talking about freedoms and rights and things people need to learn and know about the reality and truth of what the fuck's really going on. You don't see it on a massive television, you know, as Ann would say.
Well, Ron, if you believe that, you need to, Ron, if you believe that, you need to click on the link that Iggy put in the chat room, and it's mandatory smart gun. Will make every gun illegal. And it's a very interesting
article.
Yeah, that kind of caught, that did catch my eye, you know?
Yes. That's more, you know, how they have the smart TVs, smart guns, smart phones, and everything else. So, when it's smart,
okay,
what you have to do?
Right. They want control. They're going to get it. They're going to snake around and keep fucking around until they get what they want.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the government is trying everything they can to take away gun owners' rights, to circumvent the Second Amendment any way they possibly can. So in the process, what they're doing is the only thing they're serving to do is piss off the gun owners and get them on the offensive.
Well, I think that's why we're seeing more gun action televised. More gun people getting shot and get more televised is because they want to scare people to go along with the bullshit they're trying to pull off.
What did
you
see with the smart gun? Now, it can make it so that it will only fire for you.
Did I say that right?
That almost sounds like DNA specific.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to have a fingerprint recognizer. And it's going to, you know, have a GPS system on it, and it'll be tracked. Wherever it goes, they'll know when you have it, what you're doing, where it's moving, where it's going, all the time. You know what I mean? So there goes the privacy with it, too. The gun right and your privacy.
Yeah.
But it's all
well, the guy who made it
you,
said
it's
that
it's going to be fucked up.
The guy who made it. Yeah, Bill Gentry, Gentry, said, wait a minute, Mr. Holder. If you try to mandate my technology, I will burn it down. But do you think they already have it? They already know how it's done?
Oh, yeah. Sure they do. They have others.
I think
the anti-gun movement wants to make it mandatory. By making it mandatory, it will make every gun available now illegal. Yeah, but if they do, then it makes every gun that you already own now illegal.
Right. But here's the thing of that. It's illegal if you are a U.S. citizen. That's where people are forgetting that Constitution, the real one. You know?
Yeah.
You know, if you're a U.S. citizen, you have to go by their Constitution. If you're an American, you go by the organic Constitution.
Yeah. But, Ron, what about children that are born today? They're not born as Americans.
Are they
born as United States citizens?
No, they become U.S. citizens after the first day they get a birth certificate and a social security card. Then they're U.S. citizens.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
That's
now, what about
the
people that are coming over here from Mexico and everywhere else? And now, does their birth certificate and everything, does that funds come over to the United States, or does that funding still stay in Mexico?
No, that's they're going to fall under U.S. corporate law.
So that birth certificate funding.
Let me put it to y'all this way. Now, if the government was really run exactly how the government should ran, and Obama was actually doing the right job, we would have never done none of these military actions and his executive orders if Congress was actually doing their job. You see what I mean? The Congress ain't doing shit no more. You see that? I mean, it's pretty obvious, ain't it? So Obama's signing those executive orders and doing whatever he wants with a stroke of a pen. Well, the only people who actually can do that is if you're already in war, and war's been declared by Congress, and unless you are a corporation, then the corporate president can do whatever the fuck he wants any given time. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And nobody can make any difference. You see what I'm saying? The CEO of the corporation does whatever he wants. And a lot of the board members are not going to argue with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then they can be, you know, threatened with their job, threatened with their livelihood, you know, either go with the flow or be living on the street. What do you want to do? That's what we face. That's what we
have.
Well,
it's illegal to live on the street.
It's not anymore. It's
they're putting the homeless in jail.
The bricks on his plate.
But they're putting the homeless. They're putting the homeless in jail. So it's illegal to live on the street.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, because that's for the for the prison funding, you know, the privatization of the prisons. They got to keep those beds filled.
I'm so tempted to build a jail. You don't know. There's too much good money in housing slaves. You know what I mean?
Well, you just go right on. Look, I will not follow you anywhere.
I'm just saying, that's the big thing nowadays. That's the new fad. You know, private prisons.
Yeah, and that's a terrible thing.
Think about it. And the government will sign a contract with you to guarantee at least 90 to 95% occupancy. You know? What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Listen, I spent 23 hours in lockup once, and I didn't like it. They put me in one of those orange jumpsuits that was two sizes too big. I had to tie the thing around my waist in order to keep my pants up. And it's like, are you people for real? This thing's a tent on me. It's like, who made this? Omar the Tent Maker? The corrections guard just sat there laughing, and I'm like, you laugh. Look at this thing. It's like five sizes way too big. No, it's just, I don't, couldn't I just wear my own street clothes? I mean, for crying out loud, I'm only going to be here until tomorrow morning when I see the judge. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, that we can't do that. You have to wear the prison orange. Conformity.
I've been there before.
You will conform. That's their mentality.
Yeah, well, I did. I did exactly what they didn't want me to do. Exactly why I did it. I did consent to shit, didn't sign nothing, got thrown out. So there you go. That's right. Didn't sign shit, nothing. Didn't sign a fingerprint card, didn't sign a property receipt. And the cop says, well, if you don't sign this property receipt, you might lose your shit stuff, it's gone. I said, well, that watch is a Timex, but I remember it was a Rolex. Worth about $30,000. It don't matter. I didn't sign for it, and he just stole it from me. Now you have possession of it. Now you're responsible for it. Just like you loaned me your lawnmower. I'd be responsible for it, wouldn't I? Then he wanted me to sign a medical release document, too. So they could help treat me. That was the lie they told me. And I said, no. By reading this, it's telling me that you're not liable for any medical expenses I incur while I'm here. So what you're doing is make me sign a waiver, and I'm not going to do that. Because guess what? You are responsible for me. And boy, did they get pissed at me. So the charge wasn't really much.
Well, you basically told them exactly where it's at.
That's right.
You told them exactly where it's at, and they didn't like that too much.
Mm-mm. No.
And you know what?
Exactly.
Now, like, all right, earlier today, I had gone into town. I'll give you a prime example. I went into town, right? Now, when was the last time a person ever got in this country a ticket for jaywalking?
Oh, yeah. They're doing it more now because they want the money. It's a money grab for that little bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Well, this cop.
Absolutely.
Now, there were at least two or three other people crossing the road the way I did. He let them go, but he stopped me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he takes out his ticket booth and he's getting his ticket book and he's getting ready to write this ticket. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to write you a ticket. And I said, for what? And he said, jaywalking. I stood there and freaking laughed. I laughed right in his face. I said, you got to be kidding. A bullshit ticket like that you're going to write?
Uh-huh.
Do you honestly think for 1 minute that that's even going to make a difference? I get before the judge. I'm going to ask for a supporting deposition, which is going to waste your time and the court's time, and the judge is going to throw it out. As soon as I do that, I guarantee he'll throw it right the fuck out the door.
Well,
he puts his ticket book back in his pocket and he says, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. My first thing, when a cop would come up to me and start asking me questions, I would tell him like this. I need your business card and your bond number. And that's all I'm going to say to him. And you need to notify your supervisor and bring him out here. And I won't go into contract with them. I won't answer no questions at all. You know, the right to remain silent, you better use it. I don't give a shit what the conditions, what the reason is, whether you're guilty or not. Because most people, damn near all people, that go unless it's a really fucked up deal, are guilty. They walk into court guilty. They're not innocent of shit. It don't make no sense that you are penalized before you get found guilty. So that makes you are guilty. You see what I mean? You get picked up for something, you go to jail until you prove you're innocent. So you're being punished without being guilty.
Golf,
makes sense.
Golf Dog says the first thing he'll ask is he free to go?
That's right. Am I being detained? That's
yes,
all you can ask.
Am I
all
free to go?
Can. Mm-hmm.
You see, I wish I had thought of that. When the cop confronted me with that with the possibility of that jaywalking ticket, I should have asked that after he put his ticket book back in his pocket. You know, but I didn't think of that. But he immediately after he put the book back in his pocket, he told me to get the fuck out of there. So I said, okay, have a nice day, and I walked down the street. I get down by this drugstore, and this lady looks at me and goes, and this sweet old lady that she is, she looked at me and she goes, young man, what did that nice policeman want with you? And I said, he wanted to give me a ticket for jaywalking. The lady cracked up laughing.
I was saying, is that still a crime?
My grandmother got a ticket for that before I was born for jaywalking.
To me, it's a useless ticket.
But I said before I was born.
I think that jaywalkers are arch criminals. I'm serious. They're worse than serial killer camp jaywalkers. You know.
Yeah, well, I think everyone has done it.
They are a major threat to society. Major.
Oh.
It's worse than murderers.
That's like that's like anyone who gets out of their vehicle on the driver's side is a criminal, because technically, according to most driver's manuals, as I understand it, you're supposed to get out on the passenger side and get in on the passenger side.
That makes it very difficult.
But get this.
Yeah, what if you got bucket seats and you're driving a Corvette?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was driving a Honda Civic.
And you're a big fat bastard. You're a big fat bastard in a Toyota Celica with two seats, a stick shift, and a brake in the middle. And you weigh 500 pounds. And the car can only hold 250, and you're trying to straddle over the center console of that car, and you're a fat bastard, and try to squeeze out to get on the right side. What do you think?
Yeah, well,
this is America, man. America has a lot of fat motherfuckers in it, I swear to you. I mean, seriously. Go to Walmart. Man, I saw the little electric carts at Walmart. Trust me. You see it. You ever see the South Park episode where all the people were fat people in Walmart? And they said Walmart even rent them out teas, you know?
Well,
yeah,
Rod, check it out, man. I drove down to my hometown one time. I was driving a Honda Civic 5-speed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I parked the car. I go to get out, and a friend of mine who's a Peekskill cop, he wasn't being serious. He was just busting my chops, you know, having a little fun. He comes over, and he puts his hand on the door and says, "Now, George, what does the driver's manual tell you about getting out of the car?" Right? I'm sitting there. I'm half out of the car, and I'm going, "Well, I know what the driver's manual says, but if I don't get out of this car and get to a bathroom in the next 5 minutes, there's going to be a problem." He goes, "Oh, well, I better let you out to go ahead." Mm-hmm. I said, "Thank you. Now I can go get my coffee." He looks at me and says, "Well, for that you better buy me one." I said, "Do I have to?"
Bribery.
He goes, "Yeah." I said, and I brought up bribery. I said, "Oh, so you're asking for a bribe?" His sergeant had to be on the other side of the car, laughing his ass off, and he says, "Well, if he's gonna bribe you, he better bribe me too."
Well, yeah, throw it down, throw the money up.
But,
yeah, it's.
But it's like, you know, okay,
you know what?
Thank you. You're making me feel real good here.
But you know the way a lot of cops treat people anymore, it's so jackbooted. You know, is how they treat people anymore. They walk up to you, "You're a CRD, motherfucker," you know. Really, you know, and if you say something smart to them, they beat your ass, you know. So
a friend of mine has one of those years ago. A friend of mine had what's called a backseat driver's license. He got it from his insurance company. It's one of those gag licenses.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in the backseat of my car. Right. Now I got pulled over because I was speeding. And I won't deny it. I was speeding. I got pulled over. Thankfully, it was a cop that knew me, and he was well, and he cut me a break.
Uh-huh.
Well, my friend in the back seat, he asked for my friend's identification. So he takes out his wallet and he hands him the gag license. So he's looking at it and he goes, backseat driver's license? Not really paying attention that it's a gag license. My friend is trying all he can do to not laugh. I'm trying not to laugh. He hands the license back to the guy and says, backseat driver's license? I didn't think they made such a thing. And the guy goes, oh, yeah. It's all the rage now because all the people that sit in the back seat of a car who tend to tell a driver, well, you know you're supposed to stop at that four-way intersection stop sign there? Be sure to stop for that now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going too fast. You got to slow down. And my favorite, don't forget to signal your intentions when you change lanes.
Check your mirrors.
Yeah, that too.
Hold on, too. Go too fast.
And when the officer got done listening to all this, he goes, "You guys are pulling my leg, aren't you?" And in stereo, we said, "Yep."
I don't know. There are some good, you know, not very many. It's a money game. It's a big money game. You know, like I said, the biggest question I like to ask is, who do you work for? Asking the judge. Who do you work for? And he'll tell you the state. Then you go to the prosecutor. Who do you work for? The state. Who is the victim? The state. So, that's all bullshit, you know. It's all bullshit. The victim, the prosecutor, and the judge. Then the defense attorney you have is an officer of the court.
Well, when I went for my divorce, I asked my lawyer, I said, so who do you work for again? And my lawyer goes, you, of course. You paid my fee. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Well, hey, George, do you know why divorces are so expensive?
No, not really. I only paid $750 for my divorce.
Well, you know why they're so expensive?
Why?
Because they're worth it.
You can say that again.
Yeah,
I actually had the judge. Get this. The judge actually asked me in the courtroom. He said, Mr. Sinzer, according to the documentation, you could not perform your conjugal duties. Is this correct? So I lean over to my lawyer and said, should I answer that? And he said, yeah, you can answer that. And I said, well, Your Honor, no, I couldn't. The judge goes, well, why couldn't you? I said, well, Your Honor, that is kind of personal, don't you think? The judge busted out laughing. He said, well, yes, it's personal, but it's relevant to the case. I said, okay. Well, I turned to my lawyer and I said, yeah, should I answer it? He goes, yeah, answer it. Go ahead. Tell him. I said, well, Your Honor, and Antoinette, forgive me, but this is exactly what happened.
Okay.
I said, Your Honor, I'll try to be as clean-mouthed as I can on this. But, you see, I couldn't perform my conjugal duties because I was bandaged somewhere. The judge starts scratching his head going, you were bandaged somewhere? Even my ex-wife's lawyer was scratching his head trying to figure out what the heck I meant. I said, well, Your Honor, and I started pointing down toward that area. I said, I was bandaged somewhere. And he goes, oh, okay, I understand now, Mr. Sinzer. Okay, I understand. I had all I could do to keep from laughing. So once the judge granted the divorce and the case was closed, I go to walk out of the courtroom, and the judge says, Mr. Sinzer, could you come over here for a minute? And I said, sure, Your Honor. I walk over. My lawyer starts to walk over, and he says, it's okay. This the case is over, but I just want to ask Mr. Sinzer a very simple question. So he says, I understood after you made the indication, but why couldn't you just say you had a bandage on your eye? I say, hold on, Your Honor. Let's not go there, please. The whole room, including the stenographer, started cracking up laughing. He forgot that his microphone was still on.
It's recorded.
Needless to say, I'm like, you really, really, really know how to make a guy laugh. And he says, have a nice day, Mr. Sinzer, and good luck to you. I said, you can say that again, sir. I got good luck when you granted my divorce. Have a good one.
Oh, yeah.
And he just cracked
up. I hit the lottery if you didn't lose the farm.
Yeah, because I didn't have to pay alimony. She had to revert back to her maiden name, which was court-ordered, and she never did. She kept using my last name anyway. And when you know how I found that out? When a company called me up and said, Mr. Sinzer, we have an outstanding bill for Mrs. Tara Sinzer. And they started going through the whole list of charges and everything. I said, whoa, back up there, son. She's not my wife anymore. I'm divorced. And he goes, what do you mean you're divorced? According to Mrs. Sinzer, you're still listed as her husband. I said, really? Well, I'll tell you what. She's responsible for her own bills. Her maiden name is Barsich. And I says, now you take Mrs. Barsich to court, and you take her for the bill. I'm not responsible anymore. And if you'd like, I will fax you a copy of the divorce decree. Oh, that won't be necessary, Mr. Sinzer. I think we understand now. I said, no, I don't think you do. And that's why I want your fax number so I can fax a copy of the divorce decree. So this way, this is not an issue down the road. Faxed it over to them, never heard from them again. But I heard from 7 other companies with similar complaints. Talk about having to explain yourself too much.
What is the noise in the background?
Right. I got people here in the studio with me for a moment.
Oh, okay.
They're getting ready to leave.
Oh, okay.
I still hope I can let you hear them talk.
Ow.
It's something to do with cookies and barbiturates. I don't know what they're talking about. Your life's answer is
okay.
Barbiturates. And cookies.
Oh,
and you take a couple more pitchers, have milky cookies, and you're fucking great the next day.
Okay, Ryan.
Yeah, and hope they make it out of my driveway.
We have now reached
well,
that
right.
Portion
my,
of the show
none of my
where
Ron right.
goes crazy.
I know it.
That's why
it's
they're your friends.
Crazy Nation Radio. What can I say? How do you think the show got its name? You know, I have a very intelligent person, which is Antoinette, and then this retarded person called me. All right, Greg, we'll see you later, bro. Be good.
I thought you, honestly, I thought that you had another show. It was like another show planned. And that's the reason why I asked what was the background. I thought somebody was playing a show, another show.
No, that was my wife talking to my buddy Greg, and my son was sitting there with my kid.
Yeah. Your kid? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Ron, you did it again.
Hey, I got to talk to my wife for a second. Sweetheart, my apple dumping in my eye.
You're right.
Antoinette has this pet peeve of saying this word. When you call your children your kid, she'll bitch you out about it. Seriously, just you completely come fucking bent out of shape over it. Well, you know about that, dude? Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's some bullshit. Let's tell me. Anyway, when you say that word, Antoinette snaps. She's just completely unfucking clued about it. And the deal is, this is, you she's not a goat. Her children are not goats. And a kid, she's right, according to Webster's dictionary. But I think Webster was on crack. But anyway,
Into that, I do believe we're going to hear about this for a long time.
So I figure I'm not going to call them our children anymore. I'm going to call them our infantiles.
Not infantiles.
You got to be infantile of me. I can't say kidding me. I'm going to say you are infantile.
They're the extension of your corporation.
Exactly. They're franchised to me. I'm like a McDonald's chain. I mean, I have two that I know that belong to me, but I have a couple busloads I don't know that they don't know I'm their dad. You know, I have spread my seed, you know, and I use a messy Ferguson cedar to do it with. You can see
how she's popping you right now. You have it on speaker so she can hear me. So she can just take something and pop you.
Nope,
they're
the
fruit of your loins.
They're the fruit of my loins.
They're not infantile.
I don't know what they're
not kids. They're not sacrifices. They're not goats. They are children. Mrs. Rec gave birth to beautiful children.
Fruit is sweet, ain't it, right? Well, I must have some sour apples. I don't know what to say.
Ron, this is one argument. You know you're not going to win.
You better leave them children alone. They act like their father.
No, they don't, thank God. No, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do.
No,
they do.
You don't think
they act just like you?
No.
Of course they do.
No. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
And you know what? See, now
I
you just
this
proved,
is where I came in.
You just proved your own case that these are your children, and you don't need a DNA test.
I was drunk when I signed the paperwork. I was drunk. I was not in my right state of mind, Your Honor.
You know, I'm glad my ex-wife and I had no children of our own. I'll be honest with you. I'm really glad because if we had children of our own and we had a son and my son turned out to be like me, I'd say, okay, you know what? If you're going to act like I do, I swear I'm going to disavow any knowledge of your existence. Because nobody should ever act like me.
You know, somebody called my show one time, George, and they told me this bullshit deal, and they dragged me into it. They said, Ron, you know what? Did you know that Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh had a baby? And I said, no. And they go, well, you were it. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And I said, okay, that makes a lot of no sense. Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern had a baby, and I'm the baby. My God, I'd be one ugly child. Ugly child. I mean, I'd be so ugly a mother wouldn't love me.
Well, I'll put it to you like this, okay? My mother always said to me, growing up, because of the way I acted at times, she would look at me and say, George, just wait till you have children of your own.
Oh, yeah. I used to always tell my mom, you get your payback.
I didn't have the heart to tell her.
Mom.
I don't have the heart to cause any undue grief to the rest of the world by infecting this nation with children who are like me. But
I was just trying to get them back. That's all it was. I was just trying to get them back. I believe in the rabbit theory. Once you get that rabbit theory down pat, you got it made. You get the joke?
Mm.
You're silent.
Not really.
Rabbits. How do rabbits breathe continuously? A rabbit can have a child every 30 days. You can have a litter in every 30 days. And as soon as they have the litter, they get nailed again and do it all over again continuously. Did you know that?
No, and that's too many. Lord knows that's too many children for me.
That's a lot of bunnies, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's too many for me.
Yep, a rabbit can have babies in 30 days. So, you know, hey. Hey, I'm going to walk out of here for a second. Do you mind? I'm going to grab you something to drink, and I'll be right back. If you all want to talk, or I'll play a song or whatever, or...
Yeah. Perparty, check it out. Perparty says in the chat room, I think all moms have said that one before. Yeah, my mother said it to me at least on multiple occasions when I was a child growing up, because she knew that if I ever settled down and had children with my wife, the one thing that she would always want to make sure I understood was, wait till you have children of your own. I hope they are just like you. The last line of that, hoping they would be just like me. Good golly, Miss Molly, I hope to heavens not, because then there would be more crazy people on the planet.
Yeah, see, I had a comeback line.
That was my comeback line.
My comeback line was, I'm not going to be how you are. My children are going to be able to do this. They're going to be able to have freedom. They're going to be able to pick their own bedtime, stay on the phone, not have to check in, go where they want to go. So I became a mother and seen that I was my mother. So that didn't work, because I told my mother I wasn't going to be anything like her. I was going to do mine completely different. And I was wrong. I just followed right in her footsteps, just stepped right in.
Well, one of the things that my grandmother used to pull on me when I was a teenager, I would go to visit her in Brooklyn. And Lord knows... My grandmother lived not far from Coney Island Amusement Pier, okay, which really worked out great. You know, it was a wonderful arrangement. I could go every day to Coney Island Amusement Pier, riding my Aunt Dorothy's fold-up bicycle, just ride from one end to the other, the whole nine yards. But my grandmother got that idea that she would say the same thing to me when I acted out, that my mother would, and now I know where my mother got it from. Of course,
mm-hmm.
It must be a phrase that is handed down, mother to daughter, generation after generation.
Yeah.
So my grandmother turned to me when I acted out. The day I arrived at her house,
mm-hmm.
She looked me straight in the eye, smiled, and said, wait till you grow up and have children of your own, George. You'll
yeah.
be sorry. This is why I rode my Aunt Dorothy's bicycle
like
on the boardwalk all the time, so I wouldn't have to hear that too much.
Yeah, Iggy has laughed out loud, Antoinette. Her oldest said the same thing, and she has more patience than Iggy did. But she also has more rules. And Iggy, I understand. I truly do. I remember when I was a teenager, because my mother thought that we were still in the 50s, I guess, that if I went out, I had to be in by 12 o'clock. I thought, well, Mom, the party doesn't get started really good until 12 o'clock. So, in my own little defiant way, since I couldn't stay out past 12, I was very defiant. See, I just didn't go out at all. I would walk upstairs, go to my room, and shut the door. I didn't even have no sense to slam the door. Probably because I didn't want to hear my dad's mouth.
Well, my mother, you know, didn't know that I snuck out of the house a lot.
Oh, I didn't sneak out.
Because
no, I wasn't crazy. I wasn't that crazy.
Well, the house I grew up in, we had this window that was actually a door, just like a door.
Mm-hmm.
And it led out to the tin roof that was over the kitchen.
Ah.
So late at night for when I was growing up was around 8, 9 o'clock. I would climb out that window, walk down on my hands and toes to the edge of the roof, which was a nice wide edge. I would walk over to where the bathroom window was, and it was a regular window. And I'd climb down, and I'd hop off, and I'd scoot up the side of the house, cut through my neighbor's driveway, and up the street, so this way my mother wouldn't see me. So I thought. And I would sneak over to a cousin's house who lived across the road. 5 minutes after I arrived at his house, the phone would ring. And he'd pick up the phone and go, "Well, hello, Rosemary, what's up?" And I could hear my mother clear as glass, "Is my son over there?" And he goes, "Yeah, why?" She would hang up the phone, walk out on the front porch, and at the top of her lungs go, "George Allen, get back in here!" Needless to say, I was in big trouble.
Well, I never had the guts to sneak out.
Yeah, I never
but
sneak
I,
out either.
I considered myself.
I was a perfect child.
I was defiant because I went and I stayed in my room, and I didn't have anything to do with my family for the rest of the night.
So there was, you're throwing a party up in your room.
No, it was just me. I was the only girl. But, see, I chose them. In my own little mind, I won because I chose them.
Yeah. I only stuck out of the house.
I said, my mom was probably saying, "Thank you, Jesus." I said, she was probably in the kitchen praising the Lord. Look, at least I was home.
I started running the streets when I was about 5 years old.
Okay. Yes, Iggy, I used that one too. Still didn't work.
Well, believe it or not, I'm actually telling you the truth. I used to run the streets at 5.
I used to use that line, and my mother would be standing there with the look.
Yeah.
I remember my parents hunting me down in town with a car, driving around looking for me. Yeah, I remember it.
My youngest son was like that. He would jump out the windows and just go off and, oh, Lord, that boy.
Well, I mean, the nighttime was my lifetime. That was how I looked at it. The darker it got, the better it was. I'm here to tell you.
Well, I don't know.
I don't understand, y'all.
What don't you understand?
Even now, my children are grown, and as grown as they are, when it's dark, I expect them to be home. You know, in your own houses, I want to know where you are, and I want to know you're in. I want to know you're safe. But
when I was in the New York Guard, shortly after my mother saw me in my uniform for the first time,
mm-hmm.
her exact words to me were, and I quote, when you're in the barracks, you have a curfew, don't you?" I said, "Well, they don't call it a curfew. They call it lights out." And she goes, "Okay, so what time is lights out?" I said, well, Mom, Lights Out is 2,200 hours. And she looked at me and she said, huh? I said, oh, I'm sorry, Mom. I keep forgetting you're a civilian. You don't know the military time. I should have kept my big mouth shut at that point because as soon as I said that, my mother went, 2,200 hours, 10 p.m., right? I said, yeah, how'd you? She goes, George, don't even finish that sentence because your father was in the Army Air Corps. Your brother in the Army. So don't even try to tell me I don't know military time.
See?
I sunk so low into my BDU shirt that all you saw was my nose and my eyes.
See what happens? Mm-hmm. You think that we don't know anything. We know more than what you think.
Well, Mom turned to me and repeated the question, right? She goes, so what time is your curfew? I said, 10 o'clock. And here comes the troll attack.
Okay.
All right. About time you guys are late tonight.
Yeah,
trolls,
what's the matter with you trolls?
Oh, shit.
What do you want? Are you on the wrong time schedule or something? My
I thought
God.
You're smart people. You're fucking stupid and dumb. What's wrong with you people? My God. I'm here to tell you.
Well, it's like my first sergeant used to say. When it comes to doing the mile track,
mm-hmm.
You're about 5 minutes behind the mile. That's what these trolls are, 5 minutes behind the mile.
Yep. Day late and a dollar short.
I don't even think they have a dollar.
A whole load. A few fries short of a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
And then they went away. There they all went. They're all gone.
Yeah.
Our trolls, see, they can handle me. They can only take me for so long.
Yeah, oh,
but
we
thank you for the numbers.
We have to play a song for them. Wait a minute.
We can do that. Yeah, play that song for them. They like it. It's their favorite song. And do they
know what I think it is?
No, I think it's a different one.
Oh, a different one? Okay.
I think.
You play it. I can't find the one I'm thinking of.
Oh.
Well, give me a second.
Yeah, when you want the one you want, you never can find it.
Okay, Ron
got it.
Maestro?
That wasn't
the one I was thinking about, but go ahead.
Fuck you.
Say it again, Tom.
Fuck you. Don't worry.
Fuck you. Jay for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like that song.
I do too. My dad favorites. Used to love Millie Jackson. And look, the first time I heard Millie Jackson, and I'm telling my age, y'all, my dad had it on 8-track, and he used to play it in the car.
Hey, I remember 8-tracks.
Yep, and he used to play Millie Jackson
all
the time.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh,
well,
okay.
You trolls are definitely a day late and a dollar short, ain't you?
Yeah.
There ain't that many of them.
No.
Really, there ain't that many of them. I mean, there's only like 10, maybe 9, 10 of them. You guys are amateurs.
Yeah.
Bring in the real people.
Okay.
Yeah.
That can't find it.
That's right. Another troll.
And bites the dust. Bites the dust.
Let's go! Bucks fell down the street with the print pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip.
Another troll bites the dust, and here we go again.
Yeah.
They don't. They're persistent little shits, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Well, now Antoinette.
Hey, grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my. Sir, we got about 130 ladies singing now. It really gets to you. Wait till we get about the fifth verse, all the ladies. Then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me praying with my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
They all left, didn't they? I had to throw that one.
That's a shame. You have to you have to entertain them to leave.
Mhm. Yeah. They can't get through to you, so that's why they back off.
Yeah. Yes, intellectual. This is a live show.
It's live.
Hello. How are you?
This is live, not Memorex. Here they come again.
Yeah.
Here they come
idiots
again.
Just ain't taking the hint.
Why fight me? Why not?
Yeah.
Not true.
Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the good for me. Blame it on the good. They always say that they won't, but I know that they front. Cause they plan what they want, but they don't wanna make it seem easy. We keep on saying what we won't do, but you know they probably gon' do what you been fearing. Now it's what you drinking. Don't let it sink in. Shit that you eatin', thinking. We can't see where we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up. This is what they want. What? They don't even care now. They were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news. Never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed. Reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack.
Hey.
Blame it on Cheney.
Hey.
Blame it on the people.
Hey.
Who blew up the levee.
Hey.
Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Ooh, see, they control the TV. And now I know that they tricked me. They just lying to me and they keep staring me right in my eyes. Telling what I'm gon' do. World, I would rather show you what you've been missing. Cause the lies on 11 was an inside job. It's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking. We can't see where we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What? They don't even care now. They were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack.
Hey.
Blame it on Cheney.
Hey.
Blame it on the people.
Hey.
Who blew up the levees.
Hey.
Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government.
I'm sorry.
Maestro?
Here you go, y'all. Because I want y'all all to hear me here. This is dedicated to you, Chloe.
You.
So I'm going to leave you here so that you can hear it.
Fuck you. Don't worry. Fuck
Intellectual entertainment. The trolls need their they need attention. And no, we don't play music the whole show.
No.
Tonight
we're
just basically laying back and just having a conversation. But since the trolls wanted to show up and they wanted to play, you know, give them something to play with. You know, apparently they all must be in need of sexual healing, as Marvin Gaye used to say, and that's the reason why they have to put these kind of things in the room.
It reminds me of an old classic rock song. It went something like this. It wasn't really rock. It was more of a kind of a, you know, really soft song. But it went a little something like this. All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
What was it?
All the lonely people, where do they come from?
Oh,
I don't know,
okay.
I can't remember that song. You know, all the lonely people, where do they all come from? I love all the lonely people. I mean,
but you remember that song
that.
By, does here anyone remember the song
again.
By Marvin Gaye? Sexual healing.
Buzzards don't get it.
Right, yeah.
Apparently,
yeah,
this is what
song.
They need. They need sexual healing. And I guess they need it in different places. Some need to be raped. Some are into anal sex. And
well, they might need some porn cops. They might need some porn cops, maybe, to help them out with their sexual fantasies.
Yeah. You know, apparently, you know, they're crying out for help. I don't know. Maybe this is the retired prostitution ring. You know, males and females. Lord knows, I don't know.
I thought
the song that you were singing was a Beatles song.
The Beatles. Yeah. Okay, it was the Beatles. That's right. Right. Yep. Thank you, Iggy Mom.
Well, you have 10 minutes.
I'm so tired. My brain's working. I'm not firing on all pistons. Yeah, that's all I got left is 10 minutes. Check out these names. These nice little names he's trolling with. The Antoinette Rape.
I think that is. I think that's the Wolf Pack. Pardon me, Ron?
This sounds like a perfume name from Estee Lauder, Antoinette Rape.
What's that?
Perfume. The name of a perfume.
What kind of perfume?
Get it?
No, I
what
didn't.
What kind of perfume? Antoinette
yes.
Rape. That's my favorite.
Oh,
sense.
Antoinette Rape. Rape, no, it
Estee Lauder. Estee Lauder makes it.
Well,
Estee
Lauder can have it. It's a perfume that Antoinette will not wear.
Yeah.
I like the old perfumes. I don't wear the new perfumes.
I know, honey. It was a joke.
When I get really decked out, you know, the suit and tie and everything,
mm-hmm.
and like when I was in the service and I wore my Class A's, right in my bathroom cabinet, I have a men's cologne that's called Gravity.
I think I've heard of that.
Just a quick spurts on one side of the neck, one quick spurts on the other side of the neck, and drives the ladies wild. Yep.
They're back.
Yeah.
And after that fragrance, I'd like to sell these fragrances to you. You know, of course, our flagship is the Antoinette Rape cologne. And Under Armour deodorant.
Oh, really?
Get away for Christmas. And we also have this new one called Right in the Ass. It has a real deep, dark brown texture smell and odor to it. And then there's Screaming Out and With Her Nasty. With Her Nasty is kind of a fruity smelling stuff. Vagina Fluids. That is a mixture of different type of fragrances. It's everything between tuna and sardines. And a little bit of skunk in there, but yeah, it's really, really lovely. And Spew All Over, that's one you really can't handle because you will spew. Concrete Floor. Okay, that don't make no sense. Anyway.
Yeah, Ron, were you a vet? I'm sorry for
was that. What?
You.
Are you a
veteran?
What's that?
A veteran.
Yes, I'm a veterinarian. Yes.
Okay, no, I'm intellectual. Entertainment Daily said he didn't know that we had a vet as a host. And, you know, I knew
yes.
I wasn't a vet. And I was thinking,
yes.
I thought I heard you say you were a vet. So, yes,
yes
intellectual. Ron Reck is
sorry
the
to say it, yes.
host of the show, and he is a vet. And I, as the co-host, am not a vet.
I got an honor, but I'm
really
a
veteran of the
eight.
State Defense Forces myself.
Yeah, but that's on your show. He was asking for this show.
Oh. Well, I kind
of
knew that anyway.
Oh, okay.
I knew that.
Okay.
We veterans must stick together.
The ones that can.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take care of the ones that cannot.
Exactly.
Yeah, intellectual entertainment. I don't understand what you mean by the trolls are the wolf pack.
So, which pisses me off.
Oh, my. Excuse me. Well, thank you.
Well, let me put this to you, okay? A cousin of mine down in South Carolina, who was a veteran of the Vietnam from Vietnam War days, came across some veterans who were living deep in the woods. And what they did was, what he did was, with the help of another veteran, and of course, utilizing my broadcast, we were able to get these guys placed on another person's property, so they wouldn't be in fear of being picked up as vagrants. And they call themselves the Vagrant Vets. Well, after they got settled in their new location, they made me an honorary member of the Vagrant Vets. Shortly after spotlighting their story I formed an organization called the Vagrant Veterans of America. And believe me when I tell you, if the government can't or is unwilling to take proper care of the veterans, then all of us have a stake in looking out for them, because they risked all to help us. So why not be there for them? I mean, really.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I need to give you guys a little announcement real quick to all our announcers and trolls. On the 18th of this month, I will be on the Cycle Path Warpath from the 18th to the 26th. So remember that. From the 18th to the 26th, it will be total chaos in the station. I will be completely mentally retarded, more retarded than I've ever been before. My wife's going on vacation. I'm going to get straight up stupid, so get ready for that. From the 18th to the 26th, that's what. So I let that announce that a little early so everybody gets ready to prepare for that. And I do expect all you trolls to be there. And don't be late, ever. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah. It's going to get ugly. This will be full blast. I'm going to have the full blast sound system going. It's just going to be crazy.
Oh,
you know what they
say?
When the cat's away, the rats will play. Is that how it works?
Something like that.
Okay.
That's right.
Something like
it's
that,
party
I think.
Town. Yeah. I'm bringing my drum set in the house. I'm going to bring my drum set in the house. Just to do it, because she's not home. Out of my studio out there. And bring it in the house. Yeah. This is going to be total chaos. And I might call a few more friends, play music too. So, do what I do best. And that's
fun. Can I play a song?
Yes, we all need to have a little fun. Yeah, so we're about done. We're about out of time.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You want to get out of here? Because I am. All right. Well, Aunt,
yep.
Say that too.
Whatever's going to happen in the future, with the fact I'm not your typical cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bona fide. Citizens have to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown, truly. I did my due diligence because it's my dedicated duty. Fuck bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome, fuck with time to me. Thank you so much for coming. You could be free again. Oh, that would be grand. Only if you would see my friend. First, you must understand. They pathologically pretend. Hoping to get you on the ship and persuade you to agree with them. That's it, man, it'll never cease to end. Perpetual conflict, free again. Indeed, you could take the shackles off, but have you ever really been? According to maritime admiralty law, you never will be free, my friend. If you fail to reclaim your tax money they freely spend on wars that never seem to end. United States is not a country, but a corporation, contractually created by the Constitution. Let there be no debate, your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of your respective state. Not a citizen of the U.S., domiciled in Washington, D.C., oh yes.
Prior to 1921, upon arrival, the birth of babies was recorded in the family Bible. But after the Great Depression, people really lost their noodles, so they signed a document that simply squandered all their scruples, joining the ranks of former slave children, becoming a 14th Amendment citizen. The Social Security Act, written by actors, manufactured to make it look like a beautiful package. Too bad you never heard the news. The Social Security Act equals voluntary servitude. Notice the deceptive line. You bow to tyranny again. And voluntarily, my friend. 14th Amendment citizen. You better learn to speak to them. If you wanna be free again, the President of the United States don't answer to the Queen. He answers to some shadowy cat that you've never seen. Frank Van de Cliff wrote about it in the Evening Post. Now the creature from Jekyll Island is robbing you blind while he's smiling at you, cause he's just a ghost. To get a job in America, you need an SSN. Go to work in Canada, you need a card people call a sin. They've changed the names, but it's all the same, no matter where you've been. They declared an emergency in 1933, and it certainly speaks to the state you're in. I got a son that I cannot call a kid. If I have my way, I'ma get him off the grid. I got a beautiful girl named Sophie on the way. And if they try to stick a little chip in my children, forget the gazillion, they really gonna have to pay. Really gonna have to pay. Pay, pay, pay.
You have no fear anymore. You're completely free.
Good night, folks.